2016, a perfect day for baseball. We are here live for game one of the season for the Gold 45s here. Game one, Raleigh Rockhounds versus the Reading Gold 45s, and a whole bunch of new faces, players to get to know. We've got one carryover from last year, and he is your starting pitcher of the night. That's local kid Joe Ahern. He's starting off on the mound. He's a lefty, and he'll be pitching to Chase Grant, who's leading off and playing center field for the Raleigh Rockhounds. We'll get you that lineup here in a second. Want to remind you here that tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Getting ready for the first pitch here. First pitch, 7-11, and that ball is low for ball one. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? A swing and a topper foul to the right. A 1-1 count now here on Grant. Batting second for the Rockhounds tonight. And playing second base is Joey Dodson. Hitting third and playing left field is Jared Ambush. Hitting cleanup and playing third base, Tyler Stauer. Batting fifth and playing first base, Kirby Broadbent. And a strikeout of Chase Grant there on a 1-2 pitch. One out here in the top of the first as Ahern starts the season off with a strikeout swinging. Now batting is Joey Dodson, your second baseman for the Raleigh Rockhounds, number three. Right-handed batter stepping in against Ahern here. Want to give you the starting lineup here for the Colt 45s defensively. You're looking at Torioka at second base, Larson at third base, Williams in center field, Al Borjas, one of our Venezuelan imports this year, hitting cleanup in playing right field. Trueblood, your catcher, is batting fifth. Bertotti, the first baseman, batting sixth. Porter, your left fielder, batting seventh. Ferguson, your DH, batting eighth. And Taylor, your shortstop, batting ninth with Ahern pitching tonight. A 2-0 pitch is over for strike one. 2-1 here on Dodson with one out. It's a perfect day for baseball here at Tiger Field. ...86 degrees here at game time. First pitch was 7-11. And he lays off the ball high. Ahern will run that ball up there in the mid to high 80s. He can get it up to touch 90 at times with a curveball. And he'll change it up. That ball in the dirt, and it's going to be a walk on a full count. First base runner here for the Rockhounds. And coming up will be the third place hitter. That's Jared Ambush, your left fielder. Shadows creeping out towards the pitcher's mound. Slight advantage for the pitcher with the ball going from sunlight to shadow on its way to the plate. Runner being held on at first. Big gap on the right side. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside as the catcher double clutched that one for a second. We've got a 1-0 count. And he comes set. Runner not going. That ball is low, 2-0. And Ahern's got to come in here. All kinds of room on the right side of the infield. Outfield playing him slightly to pull. That ball is topped just to the right side of the mound, left side of the mound. Ahern over to flip it to first base. Runner moves to second. We've got two out and a runner on second with the cleanup hitter coming up. Third baseman Tyler Stauer is going to be hitting here, the big right-hander. First RBI opportunity of the year. Ahern trying to pitch out of trouble. Okay. And first pitch is fouled straight back right on top of it. I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission is to helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference. So thanks to them for their sponsorship tonight. 0-1 after the foul. Ahern taking his time. Winds and throws. That ball is high. It's 1-1. Ahern very deliberate out there, not in a hurry. Oftentimes with a runner on second base, you'll have extended signs to prevent stealing of the signs. And a breaking ball in there for strike two. It is 1-2. Nice pitch there. Second baseman shading toward the base, leaving a gap on the right side. But not really holding the runner on, just trying to keep him honest. Ahern comes set. And the 1-2. That ball is way high on the fastball, 2-2. Manager for the 45s is Greg Catteray, also the manager out at Simpson College Redhawks, former major leaguer and World Series champion with the Toronto Blue Jays in the early 90s. Pitching coach Barrett Fasking had a chance to talk to him this week. That is a line drive into the gap on a 2-2 pitch. That's going to score the runner from second. Right fielder gets over and makes a nice play to cut it off. He's going to keep it to a single. But that is how the scoring begins. Here it is, 1-0 Rockhounds on the RBI single by Ambusher. And now batting is Kirby Broadbent. That's your first baseman. Another big right-hander, number 18, with a runner on first base. Ahern trying to limit the damage to one here in the top of the first. That ball is up high. 1-0. Great crowd here tonight. 86 degrees at Tiger Field in Reading. For the Colt 45s and the Rally Rockhounds, game one of 45 games from now until August. Glad to have you here on KCNR 1460. That's a breaking ball outside. Lost control of that one a little bit. 2-0. Just $5 a ticket for you down here at Tiger Field. And bring the kids, bring your friends. The best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Ahern winds and fires 2-0. That ball is on the inside corner. Maybe a pitcher strike there, but he'll take it 2-1. 1-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the first. Two down. Runner on first. The number five hitter at the plate. We've seen one RBI single. Ahern trying to limit the damage. That ball swing and a miss. Looked like a changeup down in the dirt. Way out in front, 2-2, and he's one strike away from the end of the inning here. Also want to welcome in into the broadcast booth this year is Matty Novelli of KCNR and former Foothill High School Cougar softball standout. She's with us this summer. That's a ground ball to short deep in the hole. It's going to be a tough play. Long throw, and he's unable to come up with it at first base there. A little bit of a bobble. We're going to have first and second with two out. Would have been a really nice play. He's able to come up with it. Long throw from deep in the hole. But he reaches, and we're going to see the number six hitter come up here with two men on. But, yeah, welcome on in, Maddie.
Hi, Kyle.
Glad to have you in on broadcast here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Maddie's,
I'm excited.
Yeah, Maddie's going to be doing a lot of stuff with players between innings. She's going to be doing some interviews for us, going to be doing some content for us between games, pre-taped content and things like that, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's nice to be able to watch baseball. It's always the greatest sport ever, right?
Absolutely. First pitch is a fastball at the belt there. Good pitch to hit, but he let it go 0-1. This is Campbell, the right fielder, number 9, hitting in the sixth spot. Runners on first and second. 0-2 count with a swing and a miss. Fastball at the letters or slightly above. Could not catch up to it. Lefty on lefty here. Ahern with the 0-2. And that ball is way outside. Catcher has to reach to keep that one from going to the backstop. Nice play there by Trueblood. He's catching and hitting in the five spot in addition to being in the squad for Ahern tonight. Looking forward to giving you some, having you get to know a lot of these new players here. As we mentioned, only one carryover from last year. That's Joe Ahern, your starting pitcher tonight. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and that's the end of the inning. We'll be right back here after the these short messages on KCNR 1460.
And grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. Beautiful day for baseball. It's the bottom of the first as the Colt 45s come up for their first at-bats of the year. Leading off will be your second baseman, Torioka, left-handed batter. Pitching for the Raleigh Rockhounds tonight is Hendrick, a tall right-hander. And first pitch in there is on the outside corner, strike one. Forty-five's down 1-0 after surrendering one run in the top of the first on one hit. And that ball is also on the outside corner, 0-2. Absolutely perfect day for baseball here at Tiger Field. That ball is way high and outside, 1-2. Shadows now creeping past the pitcher's mound, which is an advantage to the hitters. The first half inning, Ahern had a little bit of a light to shadow going for the Rockhounds' first at bat. They were able to push across one run there. 1-2 after the ball on that pitch. Now shakes off his catcher and comes set. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out way out in front on the breaking ball. And that's the first out of the inning. Batting second is going to be your third baseman. Chase Larson, local boy here. At least originally. Plays college ball elsewhere, but originally from Palisadro. And he fouls that first pitch back into the parking lot. Just missing the cars. I don't know how he missed all those, but he somehow managed to do it. If you haven't been down here to Tiger Field recently, amazing improvements here throughout the last few years. Swaying and a miss, 0-2. Great stadium seating here, almost all of it in the shade. Game time starts 7 o'clock to 7:10. Very little sunlight here on the stands for most typical game start times. Great turnout here tonight for opening night of the Colt 45s against the Rally Rockhounds. Ball pushes it to 1-2. And Larson takes the ball up high. Good take, 2-2. 45 still looking for their first base runner here. One out and nobody off. And the count goes full with the ball on 3-2, 2-2 there. On deck is Blake Williams, hoping to hit with somebody on the full count pitch. And it looked like a changeup there. He's out in front of it, pulls it, a line drive down the left field line, foul. Will line it up again, full count. And that ball is high. First base runner of the inning and the year for the 45s there. Comes on a walk.
You think that maybe Blake Williams here is going to bunt and try to get him over to second base?
Well, one out, one on.
You know, that'd be kind of smart to do, I think.
Blake Williams coming up here, number 34. He's your center fielder tonight. Want to remind everybody that tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. That ball's on the outside corner, strike one. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get involved in your community. So thanks to McConnell Foundation for their sponsorship of the game tonight. Oh, and one on Williams. Here's the pitch. That ball's high, 1-1. In talking to Rick Bassetti before the season started here, he's very excited about the crew we've got coming in. He said these guys are going to hit a lot of offense on the team this year. Runner stays set at one. Swing and a miss on the off-speed pitch. Now 1-2. Haven't seen really sizzling velocity thus far from the Rockhound starter, but he is mixing speeds nicely and keeping the 45s off balance out on their front foot there. Big hole on the right side. First baseman holding the runner on. Williams with a closed stance. And he takes just off the plate. Count goes to 2-2.
Doesn't look like he's bunting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't seem so. I think we're going swing away here early in the game. Looking to put one in the gap or into the outfield. That ball is hit very high to medium deep right field. He's back almost to the track, maybe a step or two in front of it, makes the play. Runner cannot advance, so a non-productive out is the cleanup hitter coming up here. And one of our new additions here, one of many.
Yeah, from Venezuela. Pretty great hitter.
Andres Zavaja from Venezuela. Hitting cleanup for you tonight, number 29. And playing right field, showed off his arm in the first half of the first inning. And the first pitch is outside, ball one. Pitcher takes a little bit of a walk. I think he wanted that one. But to no avail, 1-0. Runner takes his lead. Winds and fires. That ball is on the outside corner, almost the same spot. 1-1. Two down, runner on first. Colt 45 is looking to try and even the score. Rockhounds push one across in the top of the first. Swing and a miss. 1-2. A little high cheddar there. Might have gotten away with one. I want to remind you, we'll be carrying all Colt 45 games all summer long here on KCNR 1460. You can also listen to it if you're not in the Northern California area physically on KCNR1460.com. All of our shows and games are archived. A 1-2 pitch here, and he fouls it back. That's out of play and into Caldwell Park. Into South City Park back here. Getting my Redding Parks mixed up. I played my share of baseball down by Caldwell Park. I had a bit of a 20-year flashback there to Little League days. We're here at Tiger Field across from K1. And Gene's Hamburgers down here and on the east side of Redding. Next to our beautiful library. Not too far from the Sundial Bridge. Perfect day for baseball here. It's now 2-2 with a ball high there. Two down, runner on first. Winds and fires, and he just tops that one just foul. Just barely got a piece of it to stay alive. We had a chance to be out here on Tuesday night, Maddie, for media night. Got to see him take a little bit of BP and... the gentleman we're watching right now.
I was impressed, man. It
was a free and easy power. The ball jumps off his bat. It doesn't even look like he's swinging hard, but he gets some carry and some velocity on that sucker.
Yeah, he's got a good swing.
Looking forward to seeing him do some damage. Obviously, the coaches agree. He got him hitting in the cleanup spot here on opening night. Winds and fires on the 2-2, swings at a ball. That one was a little bit high, but he fouls it back. So it seems like he's right on it there, just unable to straighten it out. Seen quite a few pitches this inning. We'll line it up at 2-2 again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first here in the bottom of the first. He comes set. And a nice hit there. A changeup. He stays back very nicely. Oh, and the runner falls, headed up to second, unable to get to third. Would have been a very close play, a very aggressive turn of second to take third if he had. So it'll stay to a single there, but a very nice at-bat. Battling, fouling off some tough pitches and gets the changeup, stays back and puts his hands right on it, drives it into center field for a single. First hit of the year for the 45s there, and it belongs to our new right fielder. And now batting with runners on first and second, two outs is Trueblood, your catcher. And the Rockhounds catcher going to go out and discuss it. About what they want to do here. First runner in scoring position here for the 45s. You can get the whole schedule for the entire year on RedingColt45s.com, as well as promotional nights and group packages. A lot of fun events here. Bring the kids, bring the whole family. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. First pitch is low to Trueblood, the number 5 hitter. 1-0. As the 45's putting together a two-out rally here, or trying to. A single would tie the game. An extra base hit could put him in the lead. And the 1-0, he's going to step off and slow the game down a little bit here. Comes set, the 1-0. That ball is topped to shortstop. Big hop takes it, flips it to second. That'll end the inning there. Three outs. We're going to take a short break here at the end of the first inning. This is Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field, top of the second inning. Colt 45s versus the Raleigh Rockhounds, game one of the summer season here. Ahern taking the mound for his second inning of work. And the first pitch is outside to number seven, Porter. Pardon me, number seven, Ferenda. He's the DH for the Rockhounds tonight. He swings and pops one into foul territory. First baseman drifting over, and he's got it. Oh, and he takes a tumble but holds on. One out for the 45s. Ended up right on that lip of the shadow there, headed out into foul territory, where as soon as he looked up to catch the ball, I think the sun was right in his eyes. So a tougher play than it looked, but he ends up making it look easy. One down here, and number five, Snyder, comes up. He's your catcher for the Rockhounds. And takes the first pitch high.
This portion of the game is brought to you by the McDonald Foundation. The mission of the McDonald Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. Sorry. The McDonald Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference.
So we appreciate them sponsoring the show tonight. That's the McDonald Foundation here in Reading. Been here for many, many decades doing good things. We've got a bloop single to left center there by the catcher. That's going to bring up your shortstop. Pankret, a diminutive lefty with a runner on first, going to step against the lefty Ahern. Rockhounds with one on and one out. He takes the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Runner takes his lead at first. And a double play ball. That ball is to the second baseman. Flips it to short. Back to first. Double play. Easy peasy. That'll end the inning here on 1460. We'll be right back after these messages on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
And we welcome you back here. Jared Pertotti leading off the bottom of the second here for the 45s. And he takes the ball outside. 1-0 Rockhounds in the bottom of the second. Rockhounds scored one off Jeffrey Ahern in the top of the first. And that is our lone scoring thus far. That ball on the outside corner, 1-1. Bertotti, a lefty, bats left, throws left. He's your first baseman tonight. And hitting in the sixth hole. And the 2-1 is high and outside, 3-1. Hitter's pitch here for Bertotti. See if he can get something to step into. And the 3-1. That ball is high and outside, and a walk to lead off the inning. So Bertotti draws a 3-1 walk. That brings up Ferguson, your DH. Pardon me, that's Porter, your left fielder.
By way of Cal Baptist University, left fielder number 44, DJ Porter.
DJ Porter, number 44, your left fielder, taking his first at bat of the season with a runner on first base. And out of the stretch, he delivers, swing and a miss. Might have tipped that one into the catcher's glove. Strike one. Between innings, we have the good fortune to see the first dizzy bat race of the year. Runner stealing on second there. Runner steals second on the pitch as the ball was in the dirt. So Bertotti steals second. And that opens up first base. Runner in scoring position with nobody out now. A 1-1 count. And an early RBI opportunity here in the inning for the 45s. Pitcher really being deliberate here, taking his time. Come set. And that ball is on the outside corner. Nice pitch. Strike two. 1-2 now. On Porter. He winds and fires. That's a breaking ball. Oh! Porter did not like it. Neither did the crowd here. Looked a little high. But it's strike three called. And there's one down here. Noah Ferguson, local product here. Has played for Butte College. He's hitting in the seven hole tonight.
Pardon me, the 8 hole.
Runner on second, one out, bottom of the second here from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. And that ball is a one hopper, bounced in front of the plate, gets away from the catcher. Runner will move to third. And that's a big 90 feet as now a fly ball will tie the game for the 45s. Bertotti over to third with a one out on the old 58-foot curveball. That was a scud right into the dirt. Catcher did a good job just to knock it down in front of him, but runner able to advance. And the 1-0. That ball is driven. A line drive to left field on the run. It's over his head. That ball is going to bounce off the wall on one bounce. He's headed for second. He's going to be in there with a sliding double. And the game is tied 1-1. RBI double.
That's how our locals do it, guys.
RBI double for your DH, Ferguson, and the 45s have their first run of the year. It is 1-1. And he puts himself in scoring position for the number 9 hitter. Zach Taylor, your shortstop, batting left-handed. Runner on second, one out, can put the 45s in the lead with a hit here. But really probably just trying to get him to the third base with less than two outs. Swing and a foul straight back to the fence. That boy showing good first game hustle. An absolutely perfect day for baseball. Lights are on. Shadows have crept out to the outfield. As an absolutely perfect day. 406 to center, 310 to right, 320 to left. So you got to really get it to get it out of here at Tiger Field. But as we've seen in years past, usually not an impediment for these great athletes. That is a changeup. Ooh, on the outside corner, that's going to push the count to 0-2. With one out, definitely a strikeout situation here. Runner in scoring position with less than two outs. Hoping to at least get the ball to the right side to move that runner to third if he can't score him outright with a hit. And the 0-2 outside, ball one. So we've seen thus far one time through the lineup, 45s working the count pretty well, not overly aggressive, letting the game come to them and getting a lot of pitches out of the pitcher here. And the 1-2. At the line drive, softly out into right. That's going to he's going to take it on one hop, a low throw, and the run's going to score on the single. It's 2-1, Colt 45s on the RBI single, bottom of the lineup, getting it done here the first time through. It's 2-1. Still only one out, runner on first base, and we'll turn it over back to the top of the order. Zachary Taylor with an RBI in his first at-bat of the season. Ryan Torioka, the second baseman, struck out his first time up. And with one out and a runner on first, it'll be interesting to see how they play this here. Three consecutive hits for the 45s here. Runner bluffs the steal, but he stops and scampers back. Catcher gives him the long stare before throwing it back to the pitcher. Just trying to plant the seed that I might go, I would go, I could go at any time. So don't forget about me over here.
Looks like he's got speed, too.
Well, he's one of those middle infielders. Usually those guys can go. There he goes, a one hop, and he is out at second base. A one hop throw right on the money, and Taylor is cut down for the second out of the inning. And that'll put the pitcher back in the windup. Had one stolen base earlier in the inning by Bertotti. He came around to score. But Taylor, not a great jump on that one, and the catcher able to throw him out for the second out of the inning. That ball is high. We're going to go 2-1 here on Torioka. Some interesting socks there for the leadoff hitter. Don't know that I have seen those with the stirrups before. Kind of wearing the old school high leggings. Of course, you see a lot of players now like to wear the long pants down around their ankles and not even really have any leggings.
They almost look like Nike Elite socks kind of from the back, you know?
They kind of do, you know. And then you see other guys like Hunter Pence go the other way and have them all the way up to their knees. It seems like it's one or the other. But he's kind of got the...
Hunter Pence can rock anything.
I think if you play like Pence, you can wear your pants just about any way you like to if you put up the numbers that he does.
Torioka
draws the walk there. So two outs, runner on first base. We're going to turn it over to number two here in the lineup. That's Larson, your third baseman. And the 45s have put up a two spot here and trying to get greedy for a little more. Big lead at first base by leadoff hitter, and he goes. Here comes the throw. That ball is far too late. He steals it easily on the first pitch of the at-bat. So he must have seen something either in the on-deck circle or while he was hitting to tell him about that move, because he was off with a really great jump and no chance for the catcher there. Put that steal on the pitcher. That shouldn't even count against the catcher's stats.
I can never be a catcher.
Well, it's hard on the knees, and it's a thankless job. But as the catcher goes, oftentimes so the team goes, both defensively and for some of the better hitting catchers, offensively as well. The 1-0 here, runner in scoring position. He swings and pops it out of play to the right. That's into the parking lot. Look out if you parked over there.
It's funny, whenever they hit foul balls, I'm always like afraid it's going to hit my car.
That's why yours truly always parks back by the Little League field.
That's smart.
That's
I need to follow your footsteps, Kyle.
The locals know the veteran moves to avoid the windshield getting smashed. I don't mind walking a little bit to avoid that expense. He was stealing third on the play and swinging another foul ball over almost the exact same area. Great crowd here tonight at Tiger Field. Couldn't ask for better weather. It's 2-1 45s with two outs in the bottom of the second. I want to remind you tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation encourages philanthropy in our communities. So we thank them for their sponsorship this evening. A changeup, that ball is just a little bit high. It's going to go 3-2 here. So we mentioned an attempted steal of third on the last foul ball before that pitch by Torioka. So we can see already very early on he's going to be a factor out there on the base pass this season. And the 2-2. He's going again. That ball is fouled left, just to the left of the plate. Barely got a piece of it. You can tell Torioka obviously feels like he's got a great read on that on the pitcher here tonight. Stolen two out of the last three attempts from second base. Third baseman comes over to tell the pitcher something. And back to his position as we get ready to do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second, 2-1 Colt 45s with a runner on second. Trying to put another one across. He comes set. That's an off-speed pitch, just a bit high. Looked like he wanted that one, but we're going to go to a full count. First base open, runner on second after the stolen base. Larson in RBI mode, but he's got to remember the pitcher has a base to play with, so he doesn't have to come in here. Checks the runner, checks him again. And ball four. That ball is high. Easy take for Larson. And we're going to have first and second with two outs for Williams. Williams walk-up music, Eye of the Tiger. So a throwback walk-up music there.
I like it. It's my favorite song. Classic. Reminds me of a Guitar Hero.
A song that's older than all the players on these rosters tonight. some of the finest players from college baseball all over the country. We've got a couple also from Venezuela this year. Both of them expected to hit and hit early and often, along with the rest of these 45s team, and they have not disappointed early here as we have first and second, two out, two runs already across in this inning. And the 45s looking to keep the train rolling after a walk. Takes a long look at second, comes set. That ball is a line drive to right field. That's a single. Here comes the runner to home. It's going to be a play at the plate. He is safe at home. Yeah. Runner goes from first to third. Single takes second base. That's Williams. So a single advances to second on the throw. A nice throw from right field, but just not in time. As the 45's now up 3-1. Runners on second and third with the cleanup hitter, Andres Alburjas, number 29. And the manager's going to come out and have a conversation here. Unlike pro baseball, which now has a 30-second clock for manager and pitching coach visits to the mound, no such constraint here in summer league college baseball.
You know, when I was pitching, it was either you could tell if she was in a good mood and she wanted just to, like, calm me down, or if it was like, hey, need to, you know.
All of these players here, all between 18 and 22 years of age, all legitimate prospects. Some at small schools, some at larger schools, but they all come together to play for the 45s here. 45 games from now through the first week of August. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com, as well as all the promotional nights. Bring out the kids, bring the family. We've got a bunch of kids here tonight, judging by the shirts from Grant Music Program. A lot of blue shirts here. We had the Dizzy Bat Race inning before last, between innings. A lot of fun things for the kids between innings here. And they get to see a lot of high-end baseball as well. All right, we've had our meeting at the mound. They've decided what they're going to do here, and we're going to leave them in to face Andres Alburjas, number 29, your right fielder and cleanup hitter.
That's a fun last name to say.
It is fun. Alburjas. Oh, and he hits him on the first pitch inside. Definitely not intentional. It looks like it just got away from him. Alburjas shakes it off and heads to first. Doesn't look like it made him any the worse for wear. Looked like it might have been off the forearm or possibly the upper arm there. Elbow area. We're going to have bases loaded for the number five hitter. That's your catcher, Zach Trueblood. A big guy for a catcher. Usually your catchers will be the short, squatty type, but this is a full-grown catcher here, hitting in the five spot with the bases loaded and two outs, a prime RBI spot for the 45s, looking to break this inning open. We've already put up a crooked number with three runs. It's been a two-out rally for the most part. Kyle DeFoor here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. That first pitch is a line drive right at second base. About 2 feet higher, that ball's in the gap, and he's running for quite a while, but that's the end of the inning. We're going to take a short break here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Anyway, welcome back here on KCNR 1460, Colt 45's baseball. A quick single on the first pitch there by the leadoff hitter. So the leadoff hitter, Grant, your center fielder, gets a single to right on the first pitch. Quick throw over to first, just got back there. Leaning the wrong way, but able to get back. Second baseman Dodson for the Rockhounds now steps in with one on, nobody out. Again, a throw to first. He's able to get back a little quicker that time. Not quite as close. Three to one here, top of the third inning from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Kyle DeFoor here with Matty Novelli. Ahern on the mound for the 45s. That bunt attempt is fouled all the way over the screen, all the way out of play on a high fastball. Tough pitch to bunt, and it ends up in the parking lot. 0-1. The 45s are managed by Greg Cattaray of Simpson College Redhawks and a former MLB veteran and World Series champion himself, pitching coach Barrett Fasking. Ahern with the 0-1, winds and fires, breaking ball. It looks like he pulled it back. They're calling that a ball. Ball was out of the strike zone, but evidently pulled it back in time. 1-1. Ahern's got a big leg kick, so it'd be interesting to see if the runner on first makes an attempt to steal. That's another bunt attempt, and yet again fouled back to the screen. Unable to get the ball down. It's 1-2. We'll see if they keep the bunt on or if they take it off. 3-1, bottom of the second here. Bertotti holding on the runner at first. Big hole on the right side. Middle infielders at double play depth. They've already turned one tonight. Top of the second was closed out with a double play. Winds and fires, and it's a little bloop. That's going to fall into short right field. And he's out at second base. What an amazing play. The right fielder, Alburjas, comes up and took his little bloop that landed right behind the second baseman. Runner on first was kind of caught in no man's land, didn't know whether to go or stay. Alburjas comes up firing and has the outfield assist from right field. Nice play by the right fielder there. Welcome to Redding,
yeah, Andres Alburjas. Play. Strong arm out there.
They're going to learn not to run on the right fielder this summer, I don't think. And not often you see the force out 9-6. Right field to shortstop at second base there.
Yeah. He's playing my position. Props to him.
And that's a double play ball. 4-6-3 double play. And that'll end the inning for the 45s. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, it's Linda Bai and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m. Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
And we're back here at Tiger Field in Reading. Colt 45s taking on the Raleigh Rockhounds. We're in the bottom of the third. Hendrick, the pitcher for the Rockhounds, taking his third inning of work. Gave up a three spot last inning, most of it with two outs. Want to remind you, tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation believes in philanthropy in our communities, and they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community. McConnell Foundation. The 2-0 pitch is chopped to the foul side of first base. Bertotti drew a walk, stole a base, and scored his last time up. And he's got a 2-1 count right now. High strike there on the outside corner. Didn't like it, but it's 2-2 nonetheless. Two and two pitches swung and missed by Bertotti. Strikes him out. And there's one down here in the bottom of the third. It's going to bring up for his second at bat your left fielder, D.J. Porter. It was the bottom of the lineup last inning that got the rally going. Winds and fires first pitch is a ball, 1-0. So the 45's up 3-1 here. Ahern rolling an ending double play in both the top of the second and the top of the third inning. Hasn't had to throw a ton of pitches here in the first three innings. 45's, on the other hand, have been taking great at-bats. Even when they're making outs, they're forcing a lot of pitches. Have already drawn a few walks. That ball is popped up on a 1-1 pitch into short right field. Right fielder calls off the second baseman and makes the play. There's two down. So two down for Ferguson, the DH, who drove in the first run of the season here for the 45s. Nobody on base. He'll try to reach and get something going with two outs yet again. Ferguson's walk-up music, Rocket Man by Elton John. So the retro theme is in full effect tonight. 21st century music need not apply. That ball is fouled back 1-1. An appreciation of the classics by the young people of today, at least in the baseball arena. And the 1-1 here. That's a strike by Hendrick. And he's one strike away from getting a scoreless inning here after giving up three in the bottom of the second. That'd be a good sign for him. That last inning just seemed to drag on and on for the pitcher. Oh, very high there. Probably tried to ramp up with the velocity a little bit. And ended up with the ball over the batter's head. 2-2. Two outs, nobody on here. Slight breeze blowing from left field to right. that's a breaking ball that, oh, he started to walk off the mound as if the inning was over and the umpire had other ideas. The man in black says, no, it's going to take at least one more pitch as we go full here to Ferguson. Ferguson with that open stance, left foot towards third base. He swings, got a good pitch to hit there, but fouls it straight back right on it. Shaking his head, knew he had one to hit. We'll line it up and do it again. 3-2, two outs. Hendricks shakes off his catcher, winds and fires. And that's a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice take by Ferguson, and that's a walk.
Now batting 3.5. Shortstop number four, Zach Taylor,
who had an RBI, a stolen base last inning. And it ended up coming around to score.
I like this song.
There you go. Hitting from the left side, all kinds of room on the right side. First baseman holding him on, second baseman, even with two outs, shading towards second base. So definitely playing him to hit it up the middle. He takes a ball outside. 1-0. So many great sponsors of the Colt 45s here. We'll be introducing you to them as the season goes along. That's a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 course. Tonight's game sponsored by the McConnell Foundation, supporting philanthropy in our communities, encouraging you to make a difference in your community as well. McConnell Foundation. One and one with Ferguson on first base. Now stretches out his lead. Pitcher comes set, winds and fires. That's a ground ball to second base. He's got it. And he's up, throws it to first base. Routine play. That'll end the inning. No runs for the 45s at the end of three. It is 3-1. Reading on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Tyler Stover, the cleanup hitter, leading off for the Raleigh Rockhounds. Breaking ball in there on the inside corner for a strike from Ahern. Nice pitch on 0-0 to get to strike one. Winds and fires again. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed pitch down in the dirt. It's quickly 0-2 on the cleanup hitter here. Got to like what you've seen from Ahern so far, Matty. As a pitcher yourself, you know, he had a little bit of a hiccup there in the first inning, but he's been pretty smooth the last couple.
Yeah, I actually didn't even know he was a pitcher. I thought he played outfield, so it's kind of cool to see him pitch. He's doing really well.
I think he's one of those super utility guys who happens to have a great arm, so
for
why
sure.
not? One and two here. Ahern winds and fires. That ball is very high. 2-2. That ball is popped up foul. Bertotti on the run makes the play in foul territory. Nice play. by the first baseman. Had a long way to go.
And there's one down here.
Getting my 45 swag in effect here. Got my 45s hat on now in fourth inning. Got to play the part here. We've got all hats, shirts, all manner of different styles. Definitely come out to the game here and get your gear. Ahern throws one in the dirt. Check swing, but he held up. It's a 1-0. One out, nobody on here. Broadbent, the first baseman, number five hitter. Both first basemen hitting in the first baseman hitting in the five spot tonight for their respective teams. That's a breaking ball for a strike. Nice pitch. 0-1. All kinds of good stuff here. I'm seeing some nachos and some hot dogs. Going to have some barbecue in effect here at a lot of games this year. Absolutely perfect weather here at Tiger Field for game one of the Colt 45 season. Ahern 1-1. Whoa! My goodness, a swing and the bat went flying. Lost the handle, and that one went over the fence into the stands. Checking to make sure everybody's all right down there. You know, when you go to the game, they always say beware of batted balls in the stands, but you got to beware of the actual bats themselves sometimes. As it looks like we've fished it out of the crowd, he wants that one back. Going to make sure it's not too dinged up there on its trip into the stands. You never know what you're going to see here at a Colt 45's game.
That was kind of scary a little bit.
Luckily, in the broadcast booth here, we're far enough behind the big screen, but that one down the third baseline, right where the big screen goes down to about a 10-foot screen instead of a 25. But luckily, everybody over there alert. Oh, he was swinging and a miss, and he broke him down on a 2-2 pitch, breaking ball down in the dirt. And not a great swing there. Nice pitch by Ahern to get the strikeout. Two down, nobody out. And Campbell, your right fielder. Number nine, going to come up and hit against the lefty Ahern.
Number nine, Rick Campbell.
And that ball is just outside, 1-0. Ahern done a good job keeping him off balance tonight. That ball is down in the dirt and outside, 2-0. We're in the top of the fourth, two out, nobody on. Colt 45's up 3-1 here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Game one of the season here of 45 great games. We'll be bringing you all June, July, and the first week of August long, including all this weekend. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for schedule and promotions. Ahern fires, and catcher frames it for a second, but to no avail. They're going to go to 3-1 now. Hitter's pitch here with two outs and nobody on. We'll see if Ahern gives him anything good to hit. And he does. Challenge fastball, and he blew it right by him. 3-2. So Ahern with a two-run lead and nobody on base says, here it is, hit it. And he could not. That ball is a ball four down in the dirt, bounced in front of the plate. Looks like he might have lost the grip on a changeup or a curveball there. So we'll have a two-out walk. That'll bring up Ferenda, your DH. Facenda. Looked like an R there. Evan Facenda. First pitch is up at the shoulders. That's ball one. Ahern looks at the ball. Thinks about getting another one, but decides to keep that one. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Quick throw over to the side, and he does a good job. He has to come off the bag just to keep it from going into right field. Runner is back. seeing the beginnings of stirring down in the bullpen there for the Rockhounds. Bullpen catcher and one of the relievers talking it over, at least. That's a ball and a throw down to first by the catcher, but the runner gets back. Two outs, 2-0, 3-1 lead for the 45s. And Facenda, the DH, looking for a pitch to drive here on 2-0. Ahern fires it low. It's going to go to 3-0. And now he's in danger of putting a man in scoring position here with two out. See how much of the plate he wants to bite off on this one, or if he just wants to go after the next guy. Taking all the way, and looked like everybody in the entire equation there except for the umpire expected that to be a strike, but he's the only one that matters, so that's ball four. The hitter kind of had a double clutch there, and the catcher did the same thing, and when nothing happened, he's, all right, I'll take my base. So first and second, after two-out walks back-to-back here by Ahern. Visit to the mound. For the 45s here. And we're all on the same page. Ready to line it up again here. Number 5, Snyder, your catcher. Going to come up with two outs, two on. Down by two in the top of the fourth inning. Rally Rockhounds and Redding Colt 45s in Game 1 of the 2016 summer season. We want to thank you for joining us here on KCNR 1460 AM Redding and KCNR1460.com all around the world. And that ball is high, 1-0 by Ahern. We've got friends and family of all of these players listening all over the United States. I want to say thank you to them and welcome. Thank you for sending us your baseball talent for the summer for our enjoyment here. And that ball just a bit inside, or perhaps low. Ahern wanted that one long look in at the umpire. In all my years of playing and watching baseball, never seen anybody win a staring contest with an umpire yet, but that didn't keep him from trying. The 2-0. And swinging foul. That one's going to be out of play down the first base side behind the visitor's dugout.
When I was pitching and playing softball, I remember a game. I definitely had some stare downs with the umpire. I mean, my coach had to tell me to, like, tone down the face and the emotions a little bit.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for intensity and competitiveness. And all the ones that have any measure of success have to have some measure of that. So if you can channel that, that can be an asset.
Right. Control the emotions.
The 2-1 here is very high, and Ahern has suddenly lost some control here. He's 3-1. 3-1 with runners on first and second. Two consecutive walks in danger of a third here. And a hitter's count here for Snyder, the catcher, hitting in the 7 hole. And he takes a 5-pitch walk, and he has walked the bases loaded here. So a 2-out, 3-walk rally. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. Cataray coming out. And it looks like we're going to go to the bullpen. We're going to take a short break here on KCNR 1460, back in 1 minute on Colt 45's baseball.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And we're back here on Colt 45's baseball. Two outs in the top of the fourth. First pitching change of the year as Ahern's final line will be 3 2/3. One run allowed. Clay Worthen, number 45, the right-hander, coming out of the bullpen for the first time this year. And he inherits a bases-loaded two-out jam. Courtesy of three walks to the Rockhounds. Umpire clearing off the plate there, and we're getting ready to go here. So Worthen, a right-hander here, comes in to face the lefty. And his first pitch is a fastball right there for a strike. Good velocity on that one. Pancrath, the hitter here, with the bases juiced. The Rockhounds shortstop looking to get them back in the game here. The 0-1 swing and a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of it. 0-2 here, a quick 0-2. And just what the bullpen doctor ordered. Two quick strikes right out of the bullpen, especially after a few walks. Got to come in throwing strikes, and he's up quick 0-2 trying to put this inning to bed here. Dusk rolling in, lights taking effect here at Tiger Field. 0-2, and that one is to the backstop. He's coming home. There's going to be a belly at the plate, and he is out at the plate. Phenomenal play by the catcher. That'll end the inning and the threat. It's 3-1, 45s after 3.5. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. It is 3-1 headed into the bottom of the fourth here. Colt 45's up on the Rally Rockhounds. An exciting end to the last inning as a bases-loaded two-out wild pitch to the backstop resulted in the catcher making a quick flip to the pitcher covering, and they tagged him out for the last out of the inning. If you're going to come home from third with two outs on a wild pitch, you better make it. Otherwise, you kill the rally. And that is just what happened as Clay Worthen gets out of the jam there. 45's taken their at-bats here. We're back to the top of the lineup. And that's Ryan Torioka, the second baseman. Had a stolen base his last time after he got on, and a couple of attempted steals a third that were thwarted by foul balls. Rockhounds pitcher Hendrick out for his fourth inning of work. Ahern for the 45s went 3 2/3, gave up one run before yielding to Worthen in the top of the fourth. And the 1-1 here is swung and a miss there by Torioka, 1-2. Pitcher winds and fires the 1-2. It is high 2-2. And the 2-2 is high as well, so we'll go full here on the first batter of the inning. Hendrick giving up three runs in three innings, all of them in the bottom of that second inning, but he has labored in each of the innings, throwing a lot of pitches here. That's a foul straight back over the fence and into the parking lot. Count will stay full. We'll line it up again. The 3-2 is inside. That's a leadoff walk for Torioka, and the 45s are back in business. Third time through the lineup here in just the bottom of the fourth inning. Three runs for the 45s, and we've had a lot of base runners in addition.
Third baseman number 17.
And talking to Rick Bassetti before the season started here, he said, we've got some offense this year. Not that we haven't in years past. We've had a lot of fireworks in years past, but some really good hitters coming in this year. We've seen it already working the count, getting good pitches to hit, putting good swings on them. And leadoff hitter on here again in the bottom of the fourth. That ball is a little bit outside, perhaps low, 1-0. Third baseman Larson steps in for the third time here. Runner on first. We'll see if Torioka goes again. Got a good size lead there. There he goes. Batter swings. That's a chopper to third. Over the third baseman. Deep into the hole. It's short. He's going to have absolutely no play whatsoever. That's a single. Third baseman playing almost even with the bag and had no shot at that one as a big one-hopper went over his head. Shortstop grabbed it in the hole, but by that point, Torioka, who was running on the pitch, already at second base, and no chance for the runner at first, so that'll go as a single.
Ryan Williams.
Sometimes they say that ground ball had eyes. That one had legs, I think. We're going to have a conversation out at the mound, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. We'll take a short break here on 1460. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Live here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli. Runner on first and second for the 45s. We've got a new pitcher. That's Kellen Sullenbaugh, who's a left-hander for the Rockhounds. Right around 6 feet tall. Looks like he's throwing pretty hard. That high three-quarters delivery.
He's got that Crawford hair going on.
Does he? He does kind of have a Brandon Crawford, kind of a blonde Brandon Crawford thing going on here. Want to remind you tonight that tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation supports philanthropy in our community and encourages you to support philanthropy in your community as well. We can all make a difference. McConnell Foundation, proud supporters of the Colt 45s. Williams here stepping in, nobody out, first and second. 45's trying to put up another crooked number. That's a foul ball on the first pitch out of play to the right. Williams, your center fielder. Batting right-handed. Trying to shade to the runner at second base to keep him honest. Winds and fires. That ball is high, 1-1. A little more velocity from Sillenbaugh here than the starter, Hendrick. And coming from the left side, giving the 45s a little different look. He winds and fires, and that ball is fouled back as well, right off the post of the back fence there. 1-2. On deck is Andres Alburjas, who had the first outfield assist of the season here for the 45s, getting a force out at second in the always rare 9-6 put out. Right field, the shortstop at second base on a little bloop that he took on one bounce and absolutely gunned it to second base and got him by a half a step perhaps at the most. But a really nice defensive play. That was in the second inning. Meeting at the mound here between the catcher and the pitcher. And they've got it all straightened out now. Williams going to see a 1-2 pitch here. Got games all weekend long here on Memorial Day weekend. Check Reading Colt 45's four schedules. 45 games here in the next 2 months and change. We'll have them all here on KCNR 1460. And for those of you not in the Reading area, KCNR1460.com has the streaming feed the entire time for every game this year. Williams has worked it back to 2-2. And a fake, and Torioka dives back into second, no throw. Really paying a lot of attention to him out there at second. Last time he was out there, he attempted to steal third twice. Really trying to keep him from getting a good jump here. Now stretches that lead out a little more. Takes a look back and pitches. He is going again on that one. It looked like a double steal there. Perhaps a hit and run as Williams swung at a breaking ball and got underneath it. Kind of sliced it to the right. Almost a defensive swing there. It makes me think it might have been a hit and run because it didn't look like he really wanted to swing at it.
It looks like it was.
I assume Torioka has the green light, but at first base, I couldn't say the same for Larson. There's a throw down to first base, and it goes into right field through the first baseman's leg. Torioka is going to come all the way around from second to score. The runner on first stays at second. That's going to be an error and a run.
Man, he is fast.
Did not take very much time at all for him to get to second, third. Good read by Torioka. Saw it go right into right field.
Yeah, he's really fast.
Down the first base line. Larson moves up to second. You got second base. Nobody on first now. First base open with a count full. That was a ball that pushed it to 3-2. The catcher with a snap throw down to first base. Had him leaning the wrong way a little bit. A good throw might have had Larson if it was a bang-bang play, but it caught the first baseman on the short hop and scooted right into the outfield and cost him a run. 4-1 now here for the 45s. Still with nobody out. That's a breaking ball, and he breaks his bat. Oh, terrible base running luck there for the 45s. He ended up hitting that one with what looked like topspin on it. The runner on second base, Larson, absolutely caught wrong-footed. The shortstop catches it on a dead run and tags him out all in one quick motion. And just like that, two outs and nobody on. And bad break for the 45s on the base paths there. Not a whole lot you could do with a broken bat, kind of a duck on the infield. That's a terrible feeling as a base runner when you're caught in no man's land.
Like, it's just so hard to read those plays, honestly.
Well, and if it lands, you're probably going to get a funky bounce, and you might be able to score on that.
Right.
So you're really stuck when you're going from second to third on a play like that.
You got to just go with
your gut. But a nice play by the shortstop there for the Rockhounds. With an unassisted double play, and here's Alburjas. Two outs, nobody on. Thought he might have had an RBI chance, and he's... Whoa!
And that was rocket.
He hits about a 350-foot foul ball down the left field line. If that one's straight, it's either in the net or over in the Safeway gas station. We mentioned before during his last at-bat that on media night here on Tuesday, we got a chance to meet a number of the players and the manager and the pitching coach, and Andres was taking some BP at the time, a free and easy power swing here. This is a guy who is no stranger to the home run, and we will undoubtedly see some here this summer. Breaking ball down in the dirt. It's going to push the count to 2-1 after the foul ball. 2-1, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth here, one run already across for the 45s. And that ball is an absolute laser hit down the left field line. But foul. Got to be alert down that line. Some fans down the...
Yep, straighten it up. That's what he needs to do.
Two straight nice contact swings there, but both very early. So the 2-2, that is a breaking ball way outside. Kind of lost his grip on that one. Easy take for Alburjas. We'll put it to full. 3-2 with two outs here. Nobody on. In the bottom of the fourth. Winds and fires. And that ball is down in the foot. I almost hit him in the foot. That's ball four. And that'll bring up True Blood, the catcher.
Catcher number 46, Zach Trueblood.
Zach Trueblood here with a runner on first and two out. Facing the lefty. Alburjas takes his lead. That ball is lined down the right field line, but hooking foul. Slicing foul, I should say. That's going to end up down in the visitor's bullpen. Probably good that he did slice it a little bit, because otherwise it would have been right to the first baseman who's holding the runner on there. Big hole on the right. Runner being held on first. Second baseman shaded towards the middle. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. Rockhounds catcher Snyder's had a couple nice blocks in the dirt tonight. And he has been busy. 1-1 now. On True Blood. And he takes down low. 2-1. We can say one thing through three innings and change here. The 45's not going to be a free-swinging bunch chasing a bunch of pitches.
Yeah, they're very disciplined in there.
At least not tonight. Oh, and he goes down to one knee on the swing there. Got underneath it and fouled it straight back. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. The runner's on first base for True Blood.
They've had some very disciplined at-bats, that's for sure.
Already on our second pitcher here. Both teams have already gotten into the bullpen here in the fourth inning. Oh, swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. True Blood goes down on strikes. So we'll be right back for in the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum, reminding you this Memorial Day weekend there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium, and then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore live here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460, bringing you Rally Rockhounds versus Colt 45's game number one of the 2016 season on May 27, 2016 here. Clay Worthen starts his first inning of work to start the inning. Came in with the bases loaded. And had an unorthodox end of the inning, had a, whether you want to call it a wild pitch or a passed ball, we had a ball go to the backstop, runner tried to score from third, and he was tagged out at home in an exciting play. He starts the inning here with a ball down low. Worthen, number 45, a right-hander, throws hard, almost right over the top, maybe between over the top and three-quarters release. That ball is hit right back to the pitcher, knocks it down, and easy underhand to first base for out number one. So the shortstop, Pankrat, bounces out to the pitcher for the first out of the inning. One out now. First pitch here is high for ball one. Grant reached his last time, taking his third at bat here. First at bat against Worthen. And he's up 2-0, another ball in the dirt there. Finds the plate, that's 2-1. Great turnout here at Tiger Field. Beautiful, 78 degrees right now. Game start time tonight was 7:15. We were only in the mid-80s at game start time tonight at beautiful Tiger Field. If you haven't been down here in quite a while, definitely come down and see the amenities. It's unbelievable what they've done here with this park. A very fan-friendly atmosphere. Bouncer to second base on a 2-2 pitch. And he takes his time, crow hop to first base. And an easy out, two down here. As Worthen has a two up, two down thus far. That's going to bring up Dodson. Joey Dodson, the second baseman for the Rockhounds. Standing in against Clay Worthen. Outfield straight away. And he bunts it. That ball is out in front of the plate. And didn't quite get enough on it as the catcher is able to come up, field it, step to the right, and make a nice throw. He slams his helmet down in disgust. That's going to end the inning. So 1-2-3 inning for the Colt 45s. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we welcome you back here. It is 4-1. 45's going into the bottom of the fifth. One and one now after a ball low. Want to remind you tonight's show is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation, their mission is philanthropy in our community. Better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So thank you to them for sponsoring our game tonight. 2-1 and a swing and a miss there by number 9. Bertotti, who's a switch hitter, now batting right against the lefty. So your first baseman batting right for the first time tonight. He is at 2-2, takes high, now full. 3-2. Sildenbaugh starts his second inning of work for the Rockhounds. 45's pushed one across last inning to make it 4-1. And a called third strike, and he knew it. He's no fight put up there by Bertotti. As soon as that went across, he knew it, and he heads back to the dugout. One out here.
44, DJ Porter.
D.J. Porter, your left fielder, takes his next at-bat. First pitch is inside, ball one. A lot of great amenities here at the park. We've got a snow cone machine, which I'm going to be hitting up here during the seventh inning, I think. All kinds of great baits, your standard baseball fare here. Reading Distributing, providing the beer, as well as Foothill Distributing. That is a ground ball up the middle there. Tough play for the second baseman. He throws off his back foot, not going to be in time as Porter beats it out. That's an infield single. Great effort by the second baseman, but too much speed from Porter beats it out. And yeah, that's going to go down as a one-out single. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. Noah Ferguson, who got your first RBI of the season here in the second inning. Hitting in the 8-hole, your DH comes up with a one out and a one on. As we start to get a little breeze here at Tiger Field.
Feels nice.
Sun has gone down, lights are out. Baseball here under the lights as we come up on 5 minutes to 9 o'clock here. On KCNR 1460, Kyle DeFore with Matty Novelli here calling game one of the season. We've seen a lot of base runners, a lot of offense, a lot of pitches, some nice defense. The 0-1 there is outside, 1-1. Some stolen bases, a play at the plate. All you could ask for here on opening night. One on, one ball, one strike. One out for Ferguson, who takes a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-1. 2-1, I should say. Great crowd here tonight. I'm going to have to see the boys of summer here. Runner going from first. Down to second. It's going to be close, and the ball goes into center field. He's going to take third. Here comes the throw into third, and he is safe there. So a stolen base, and he takes third on the error. And Ferguson now with a prime RBI opportunity. Runner on third, one out, and a 3-1 count. So we'll see if he gets anything to hit here whatsoever. With two bases open, they might want to put him on and play for two or pitch around him here. We'll see what Sillenbaugh wants to do. Big leg kick and a breaking ball right there for strike one. Sorry, strike two, 3-2. So we go full here. The little 3-1 breaking ball. And 3-2 breaking ball. That he puts a charge into that to left. It's going to be caught. And here comes the throw to home, and he is safe. That's an RBI sac fly to left by Ferguson, your second out of the inning. But Porter scores from third on a frozen rope to left field, but deep enough to score him. So that makes it 5-1 Colt 45 now with two outs and nobody on.
Number four,
Zach Taylor, your shortstop, hitting ninth coming up for his next at-bat. Two out, nobody on here. 45s have pushed one across here. It is 5-1. Whoa, that ball is up in his eyes, and he has to duck away. Squared to bunt as if he was going to bunt for a hit and quickly had to turn away to avoid the ball coming out of his head. When you're a lefty standing in against the lefty, that is not a fun at bat. See that ball coming out. Oh, and yeah, that time he actually did hit him. That one got him right on the right shoulder. So trying to crowd him and lost control of that one and plunks him right on the right shoulder. Looks none the worse for wear. At least shakes it off and heads to first. And that'll bring up Torioka, the leadoff hitter. A runner on first, two out here for the leadoff man. Kicks and fires, that's a strike. With the fastball, 0-1. Torioka been on base a few times tonight. Has a steal, scored a run. The 0-1. And he pops it straight up, but it's going to get back over the fence into the crowd here. And clanks off the bench. About three rows from the top of the seats here on the first base side of foul territory. Make sure you want to bring your gloves with you. Gloves not just for kids. Mom and dad, bring your gloves. You get the souvenir. Send the little ones after the ones out in the parking lot. Fouled right off the pitcher, or right off the catcher's chest protector and his mask there. But it didn't look like it rung his bell too bad. He's right back down in the squat. Sometimes it looks worse than it is, or sounds worse than it is. And the 0-2 here, after two straight fouls, with two outs, is a breaking ball, and that ball is very high. And outside, easy take for Torioka, 1-2. One and two, two out, runner on first. Ryan Torioka, your leadoff hitter. Runner goes. That ball's in the dirt, and no chance to get Taylor. It is a good pitch to steal on the breaking ball in the dirt. And no throw from the catcher, absolutely no chance. Had a good jump. And picked a great pitch. And that gets him to second base. Two on, two out. Or one on, two out. Two balls, two strikes. Sullenbaugh kicks and fires, 2-2, and that ball is flied down the right field line, drifting into foul territory. He's got a play on it. Oh, and the right fielder is going to make a running catch. Nice play there to end the inning. So we will go to the top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. It's Reading Colt 45's 5, Rally Rocktowns 1.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are 3 ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here on Memorial Day weekend, Friday. Opening day for the Colt 45s here. It is 5-1 Reading going into the top of the sixth. Rally Rockhounds, the visiting team tonight. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. First pitch there is over for a strike. Second inning that the pitcher's starting here. He came in the top of the fourth and got out of a jam. Clay Worthen here, the right-hander. And it's 1-1 after a ball in the dirt. Oh, that ball is hit right back to the pitcher. He knocks it down and underhands it. Easy play. Once he knocked it down.
Yeah, he's made some good plays in the mound.
So keeping the ball in the infield here. One out. Tyler Stover now coming to the plate. Your cleanup hitter and third baseman. Standing in against Worthen here. He kicks and fires. That ball is high. Looks like a breaking ball that didn't quite break for ball one. Breeze has died down here. It's a beautiful mid-70s night here in Redding, California. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on AM 1460 Redding and KCNR1460.com. Streaming live. And the 1-1 is down in the dirt. That's a ball 2-1. Worthen comes set. And that ball is hit sharply on the ground down the third baseline, but foul. 2-2. Worthen pitching from the stretch, even with nobody on, so a relief pitcher mentality. And now he steps off as the batter calls for time. And now lines it up again. 2-2, one out. Nobody on here in the top of the sixth. Lines and fires. And that ball is down in the dirt as well. 3-2. I want to remind you, tonight's show brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation believes that philanthropy in our community is a worthwhile endeavor, and that you should do so as well. So thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's Baseball. Swing and a miss. on the pitch there by Worthen. Strikes him out. Two outs, nobody on here for the Rockhounds. As he's making quick work of him here in the top of the sixth. Much like the top of the fifth, he has been lights out since he's come in. And this is Broadbent, the big first baseman, well over 6 feet tall for the Rockhounds, hitting in the five spot. And a big swing and a miss. Could not catch it up to the low fastball there. 0-1. We've seen some hard hit balls, but some really good defense tonight by the 45s. They've turned a couple double plays to end an inning. And we've had an outfield assist already. Oh, and a breaking ball that gets away from Worthen there, and he hit him. And he is not happy with himself. He turns away in disgust. So we've got a base runner here with two outs with the hit batsman.
Now that right fielder number 9, Rex Campbell.
Rex Campbell, the right fielder, number 6 hitter, number 9. Left-hander facing the right-hander Worthen. This is his first at bat against Worthen. That ball is inside for a ball. Don't have the gun on him right now, but if I had to guess, I'd say he's probably low 90s or right around 90.
Yeah.
Popping the glove pretty good there. Ahern started and went 3 2/3, giving up one run. Was lifted in the top of the fourth with the bases loaded after he walked them full. Worthen came in and got the unorthodox wild pitch. Throw the ball 2-1, throw him out at home plate trying to score from third, and has been absolutely brutal these last two innings, getting five straight outs before hitting a batter there with a breaking ball that got away from him. But he has they have not been picking him up here the last couple innings. 2-1 now after a ball. Two down, runner on first after the hit batsman. Worthen, oh, he shows a bunt there and pulls it back. That ball is a called strike, though, 2-2. So a high strike right at the letters. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on first base, 5-1, 45s in the top of the sixth here. Worthen fires, and that ball is outside, 3-2. So the runner will get a head start here with 3-2 and two outs. If Campbell could put one in the gap, it could score a run for him. Playing him slightly away in the outfield. Swinging a foul ball off the catcher into the backstop. We'll line it up and do it again, 3-2. Swinging a line, softly hit fly ball. He's closing on it in left center, and he makes the play to end the inning. At the end of 5.5, we go to the bottom of the sixth with the Colt 45s up 5-1 on KCNR 1460.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. It is the bottom of the sixth inning. Colt 45's up 5-1. After a few scoreless innings, nice job by Clay Worthen. We're going to have a new pitcher here for the Raleigh Rockhounds that has not yet been announced, but leading off will be the number two man in the order, third baseman Larson. As the 45s have scored five runs, but this is already their fifth time through the lineup. Pardon me, fourth time through the lineup. That ball is hit very high to deep center field, but it's going to stay in the park. And he makes the play on one pitch, one out. That'll bring up your number three hitter, Williams. So one out, nobody on for the 45s here. That ball is high for ball one. 45 scored three in the second, one each in the fourth and the fifth as we are in the bottom of the sixth here with one out. Williams flinches away from the ball as it was inside there for ball two. Ryan Williams takes ball three now. 3-0 as that one was high as well. And you got to think he's probably going to be taken all the way here. Just announced the relief pitcher here, right-hander Ryan Pierman for the Raleigh Rockhounds, number eight, and he issues a walk on four pitches there. So a one-out walk to Williams. That'll bring up your cleanup hitter, Andres Alburjas, who had an outfield assist in the second inning.
Now ready for the 45s from Harris Stowe College, right fielder number 45, 49, Andre Alburjas.
From Harris Stowe College. And you were telling me that's in Oklahoma, correct?
No,
or
it's in Missouri.
Missouri, I was close.
Yep.
Missouri and Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's four guys from there,
that's right.
Actually.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to bringing you a bio blast on all these Colt 45s players as we go along. Stealing second there is Williams. The throw is in the dirt, and he is safe as it bounces away. And shortstop backing up the play keeps it from going into center field, keeps the runner at second. Nice play there. But Williams with the steal of second. Yeah, a number of players from Missouri schools this year.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like we have guys from all over, though. It's pretty cool.
Really, the western two-thirds of the United States, very well represented here.
Right.
On the Colt 45s. Summer League college baseball, all these guys are college players, all between 18 and 22. And for many of them, their seasons either ended this week or just last week. We have a handful of players who won't be here till next week as they're actually finishing up college playoffs today and tomorrow, and a few of them even have games, I believe, the first part of next week.
Yeah, College World Series.
It's the best time of year here. Major leagues in full swing, getting ready for month three with June. Giants are in first place. All is right with the world. That is the line drive, and a nice play on one hop. Throws from his feet, and it gets by the first baseman. What have been the play of the night. Runner goes all the way to third. An absolute line drive. He took off one hop, caught. It was flat on his backside. Threw from his pants. Had a one hopper to first base. First baseman unable to scoop it. Would have been an absolutely incredible play. That would have been a SportsCenter top 10 web gem. But it was not to be. So Alburjas ends up at second. Williams at third, and your catcher, Trueblood, will come up with two on the pond with just one out here. And a chance to break this one open. 45's up 5-1. And trying to push that number even higher. And we've got a couple conferences here. Two umpires, two infielders, and the pitcher and the catcher. maybe discussing which Reading eatery they'll be going to after the game. Of course, we're not far here from historic Gene's Hamburgers. Been here since the 1950s.
No, it's all about In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, of course, a little bit further away from us over here at Tiger Field. Of course, the Shasta County Institution and my personal favorite, Damburger, mm-hmm. over by the Cascade. Been there since 1938. So runners on second and third here, one out. And the first pitch to Drew Blood is high and outside for a ball. 45's looking to get greedy here. They put up a three spot in the second, one each in the last two innings. Now they've got second and third with one out. They've gotten into the Rockhounds bullpen. This is the third pitcher of the night. They've gone righty, lefty, righty. Infield is in to try and knock down anything sharply hit and prevent that run from third, as they don't want to get this lead any further apart than four. That is a drive into the left center field gap. That's going to score them both. That's going to go all the way nearly to the track. He's going to end up at second with an easy double and two RBIs for True Blood. That's going to make it 7-1, 45s, and he put a charge into that one right into the gap. So nice at bat by True Blood. And let's make that our Kia drive of the night. Kia, Reading Kia, one of our sponsors here for the Reading Gold 45s. And this part of the show is brought to you by Reading Kia. Their drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. And that two-run double is our drive of the night. Stop by Reading Kia for a test drive. So 7-1 now. Still only one out here in the sixth inning. And the 45s with one more guy in scoring position. For Bertotti, hitting again left-handed. The switch hitter playing first base in the five-hole tonight. That is a big floating curveball, a Bugs Bunny curveball there. For a strike, a get-it-in floater for 0-1. Almost an Ephus ball on that pitch. And that is fouled straight back over our head here on the third baseline. That's why I've got a net in front of me. And brave fans here to my left. So 0-2 here, a quick 0-2 on Bertotti after the foul ball. Runner on second. He throws, and that's a changeup. A very slow changeup, and he waves at it for a strikeout. And Bertotti not happy with himself on the three-pitch strikeout there, leaving the guy at second base. That's going to bring up Porter. Got on base last time. Looking for an RBI here. Hoping to push it to 8-1 for the 45s. First pitch, and he hits it sky high to right. Plenty of room, and he's going to make the play out there, and that's going to end the inning. So two runs for the 45s. They push it to 7-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go.
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. The sporty 16 Forte and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeVore here live at Tiger Field with Matty Novelli calling the Colt 45s and the Rally Rockhounds. 7-1, 45s going into the top of the seventh. We've got a new pitcher for the 45s. This is Brandon Lupton, right-hander. Coming on, he is your third pitcher of the night for the 45s. Ahern went 3 2/3, allowed one run. Then you had Worthen, went 2 1/3. Of scoreless ball. And now he hands it over to Lupton, number 12, making his first appearance of the year. And he commiserates with True Blood, the catcher out there at the mound. True Blood, of course, had a two-run double last inning into the left center field gap to push that lead to 7-1. 45s have scored in four of their six innings tonight and have scored in each of the last three. So offense as advertised so far tonight. And two pitchers have combined to give up one run over six innings. Lupton throws ball one. That one is high. Leading off this inning is Facenda, the DH for the Rockhounds. And he hits a line drive to left. That's a solid single on a 1-0 fastball. So he gets a pitch to hit and puts a good swing on it. Lead off single.
Now ready. Catcher number 5, Hunter Snyder.
Hunter Snyder, the catcher, steps in. Down 6, runner on first. The Rally Rockhounds need a rally here to get back in this game. Lupkin, high and outside for ball one there. Snyder, your 8 hitter tonight. Followed by the shortstop, Pankra. And it's 2-0 now after another ball. That's a chopper to shortstop. He's going to have to hurry to get to second. There's one, and no chance at first base. Nice athletic play to make the catch and avoid the runner there, but no chance at first base. Says the speedy Snyder gets down the line there. That's going to be a fielder's choice. 6-4, and he replaces the runner at first. We'll go one out, one on for the shortstop. Those are the plays that always make you nervous as a middle infielder. The ball's got a high hop. It takes a while to get to your teammate. Runner's bearing down on you there. But a nice play by the second baseman. First pitch there is high. Ball one. Comes set. Second pitch here is popped straight. Oh, very high. That ball is carrying out to pretty deep right field. And that ball is gone. That ball just kept going. It looked like a can of corn to start with, but it just kept carrying out into right field. And the right fielder, Alburas, looks up and watches it go. Absolutely no play, and that one was well over the 310 mark. Two-run home run for the Rockhounds out of the number 9 hole. Switch-hitting left-handed hitting shortstop goes deep. 7-3, Colt 45s. An impressive swing of the bat there. I didn't think you got it that good, Maddie.
I know. That was pretty. I don't know. It looked super high. It looked like it was going to stay in the park. And then I saw him traveling back to the warning track, and I was like, oh, maybe it's out.
Those are the ones that you seen go, too high, too high.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Just keeps going. So a home run there. First one we've seen this year. That one is a Foul ball down the left field line, or down the left field line. It's going to stay in fair territory, and he dives, oh, and it bounces off his glove. That's going to be a fair ball. Kind of hit out in no man's land right down the left field line by the left-handed hitting leadoff hitter, Grant. That ball had some spin on it, spinning away from him. He dove back, got his glove on the ball, but was unable to snag it, and it bounced free. That's going to go as a double, I'm assuming. It would have been an incredible play. So we'll give him a double on that with one out. And that brings up the number two hitter. That's Dodson. He's going to step in. That's a 58-footer. Bounces in front of the plate. Meanwhile, we've got activity down in the bullpen for the 45s. That's the lefty, Andrew Arnold. Right-hander Lupton comes set and fires. That ball is just tapped very softly foul to the left side of the third baseline. 1-1. Runner on second, one out, 7-3, 45s over the Raleigh Rockhounds here on Game 1 of the Redding Colt 45 summer baseball season here at Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. It's been all 45 still this inning tonight. We've had a two-run home run down the right field line just moments ago to cut it to 7-3. That's a called strike. Hitter didn't like it, right at the knees on the outside corner, 1-2. And the pitcher's in the driver's seat now. 1-2, a lot of different things you can do here. Obviously, you don't want to come into the plate, but you want to give him something that makes him at least think about offering at it. Or you can go for that paralysis fastball on the corner. He goes for the breaking ball. That's down in the dirt. Runner's headed to third, and he's going to make it as that ball bounced away 8 or 10 feet down the first base line in foul territory. So Grant's going to be on third with one out. It's going to be 2-2 now. And the umpire over there reassessing the base as he takes it out and fixes the dirt situation, as that was a vigorous slide into third base. We're all ready to go now. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runner on third for the Raleigh Rockhounds.
That's a weird name, Rockhounds.
That's a one-hopper out to shortstop. Run will score. He will be out on the play, so that's an RBI ground out to the shortstop. The run at 7-4 now. Colt 45s, two outs and nobody on.
Third baseman, number six, Tyler Stover.
Cleanup hitter Stover now coming to the plate.
Excuse me, number 11, Jack Pretty.
Correction, we've got a replacement. Number 11, Jack Pretty. So he will stand in against Lupkin there on a fastball right there for strike one. The 0-1 pitch comes set. And that one missed just outside. 1-1. A reminder, you can hear all Colt 45 games on RedingColt45s.com. Whether you're in Northern California or not, we are streaming live every game all summer long. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. Lupkin, number 12, a right-hander. That's a grounder down the third baseline. Takes him a big hop. There's a throw, and he's got him. That's going to be the third out of the inning. So Lupkin works his way out, but they get three back. It's 7-4. Colt 45's headed to the bottom of the seventh on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field for the after the seventh innings, Rich, a rousing rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game by the Grant Kids Choir. 7-4, 45s. Ferguson leading off the inning here. In the bottom of the seventh. He's already got two RBIs tonight. Fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1. Big, slow breaking ball. Drops down below the zone. 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch is low as well, 2-1. 7-4 Redding in the bottom of the seventh. Ferguson, your DH hitting in the 8 hole tonight, has two RBIs already. Leading off here in the seventh. And he pops that one straight back. It's going to be out of play. Not far from the snack bar back here. And we go to a full count. This inning will be Ferguson, then Taylor, then the top of the order again. Ferguson takes ball four outside on the full count for the leadoff walk. So Taylor will come up to bat with a runner on first and nobody out.
Shortstop number four, Zach Taylor.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And some minor technical difficulties there, but we're back. The only thing you missed was a Ryan Torioka strikeout on a 2-2 pitch there, so we've got two-out runner on first, and Larson steps to the plate here. I want to remind you tonight, this part of tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. And swinging a fly ball to right center. Right fielder coming in. He's going to make the play. We're going to keep it right here through the break. I want to remind you tonight's show is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. This McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. Challenges you to get out in your community as well. So we thank them for their support of the Reading Colt 45s. We're in between innings here. And 7-4, Reading Colt 45s. This is Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460 and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And got a pretty good ball game going here. It was 7-1. The Rockhounds had a two-run home run right down the right field line by the diminutive shortstop with some pop in his bat. It just goes to show appearances can be deceiving. But we're going to have a new pitcher here for the 45s. He's warming up. And that's number 35.
Andrew Arnold.
A big lefty here. And looks like he throws pretty hard.
Get set, go.
And he's got the old-timey high stirrups, too. I like it. Good look. We've got the kids' race here. A lot of fun things between innings for the kids here. Even if your kids are on the younger side of the spectrum and may not have the attention span you might think for a baseball game, we've got a lot of fun stuff for them between innings. They've got the dizzy bat race, the lose your shoes race, all kinds of fun stuff for them. And had the Grant School Kids Choir out here earlier tonight saying God Bless America and take me out to the ball game during the seventh inning stretch. So fun for the whole family here at Reading Colt 45's Baseball down at Tiger Field. You can get the whole schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Just $5 a ticket, the best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Head out to the lake during the day. Head out to the ballpark at night. As we have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend ahead of us, absolutely beautiful weather, right around 70 degrees here tonight.
Lake in the day and baseball at night, that sounds like paradise.
Sounds good to me. And, you know, on your way out to the lake, stop by Mighty Fine in Bella Vista, over 250 beers, over 1,000 cold drinks. Your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, and all veterans and active duty military personnel get 10% off everything in the store except for gas and propane all weekend long. So thanks to them as well. But, yeah, we are headed into the top of the eighth here, 7-4, Reading Colt 45s. And your new pitcher, as we mentioned, Andrew Arnold, the lefty, he's going to stand in there against number six, Stover, the big cleanup hitter. Got to be at least 6'4 or 5. Had that phenomenal play, spearing the line drive and making the throw from his seat, but the first baseman unable to pick it. Would have been the play of the night, but
Leading off, third base number 6, Tyler Silver.
And the first pitch of the inning is going to be low for ball one. Depending on what manager Greg Catteray wants to do in the ninth inning, this is technically a save situation were he to pitch the eighth or the ninth. That's a ground ball to second base. Takes a weird hop off the lip, and it's going to be, looks, be interesting to see if they rule that an error. Ball that was playable was hugging the ground until it got to the lip of the infield. When it went from grass to dirt, it took a little hop and bounced right off his glove, so unable to field it cleanly. We're going to have a runner on first to lead off the inning.
First base number 18, Tyler Kirby Broadbent.
And Kirby Broadbent, the first baseman, hitting right-handed against the lefty here. One on, nobody out. Top of the eighth here. 45's trying to close the deal here on opening night. Up three. But the leadoff man is on for the Rally Rockhounds, the visitors tonight. And it's been a bullpen game since the fourth inning. Both starters removed in the top and the bottom of the fourth, respectively. Both bullpens giving up some runs tonight. The 45's getting four runs off of the Rockhound bullpen. Three in the seventh on a two-run homer and a manufactured run for the Rockhounds. Throw over to first, and he's back. This game tightening up a little bit here in the later innings. He winds and fires, and that ball is just tapped foul. One and two now. To the big first baseman.
Big as in tall.
And I think between Stover and Broadbent, I think they're both at least 6'4".
Yeah.
That ball's in the dirt. He's headed for second, and unable to field it cleanly is the catcher. True Blood, and the throw is going to be late. He's going to get down to second. So runner on second now. Two and two count. Still nobody out. Come on. 45s have played pretty good defense tonight, but giving away 90 feet there. Big leg kick, and he fires, and that ball is lined into the gap. That's going to score a run. Cutting it off is the right fielder. Great throw into right into second base. If we have seen one thing, it's that our right fielder,
he has an arm.
Andres Alburjas, is not afraid to uncork one, and it is a frozen rope whenever he does, keeping that to a single, a nice play, but that will score the run from second. So that wild pitch allowing him to get to second base does end up costing him a run. It's now 7-5, Colt 45s, and the Natives getting a little restless here as the tying run now steps to the plate. Runner on first, nobody out. Top of the eighth as Campbell, the right fielder. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Favors the pitcher. Big hole on the right side, though, as the first baseman's holding the runner on. That's a strike over the outside corner with the fastball. Kick and a throw over to first. Not bad deception on that move there for a lefty doing the kick throw to first. Runner back, though. I always hated being on first base with a left-handed pitcher because they could do that. That's a bunt. It's going to one hop right to the pitcher. He actually popped it up a little bit, but it got down before anybody could get to it. Took it on one hop, made the easy play to first. So you've got a runner in scoring position at second now with one out. For the DH, Facenda. Facenda, number 7, hitting in the 7th spot and DHing tonight. And he kind of reaches out and just serves it into right, but it hangs up for the right fielder there.
Al Borjas making the play and getting it back in quickly, so that's an unproductive out. He hit the pitcher's pitch there, went down and got one that was on the low outside part of the strike zone and just not able to get much behind it, and it hung up for Al Borjas out there in right field. And he makes the play coming on. So two down now, runner on second. Trying to limit the damage to one here and get out of this inning with a two-run lead. Snyder, the catcher, steps in yet again. We have the runner on second, and that ball is just a bit low. And he'll take a walk off the back of the mound as the umpire clears off the plate here. Absolutely ideal conditions here tonight for Reading Colt 45's baseball. We are under the lights here, coming up on 10 o'clock. 7-5, 45s. We've had a good one. That is popped foul. Playable on the right side in foul territory. Over is the first baseman, and he makes the play. A nice play to end the inning. So the 45s get out of it, limited to just one. They retain the lead 7-5, headed to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while biting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli at Tiger Field in downtown Redding, California. As the Reading Colt 45s lead the Rally Rockhounds 7-5, headed into the bottom of the eighth here. Middle of the lineup coming up here. Ryan Williams in the three hole, your starting center fielder tonight, leading off the inning. As the 45s try to get back some of those insurance runs they've given away the last innings. That one is over everybody's head for ball one. Perhaps tried to reach back a little bit more for that one and uncorked a high one. Ball one. And high yet again, 2-0. Last inning, the first inning since the third that the 45s did not score. Got one in the fourth, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, but did not score in the seventh. That ball's hit very high down the left field line. Looks like it's playable for the shortstop, and he will make the play. Had to go a long way to get it, but it hung up long enough. That's the first out of the inning on a 2-0 pitch. Did not quite get enough of it to turn it around, and he flies out. And up comes the cleanup hitter, right fielder, Andres Alburjas, who we've seen hit a couple long home run foul balls, as well as throw some frozen ropes from the outfield. And first pitch he takes down in the dirt, a breaking ball for ball one. I look forward to the first game of several series this year, seeing people try to go first to third or second to home on Andres.
Yeah, I know.
Because something tells me he's going to be cutting down a lot of runners this year. Ball is just a bit high. It's going to be 3-0. One out, nobody on here. Pardon me, 2-0. And that's going to be a ground ball to shortstop. And he is out. Nice scoop at first base by the first baseman, Broadbent, for Rally. Two down, nobody on here. Zach Trueblood, who doubled home two his last time up in the sixth inning. And in keeping with the theme tonight, retro walk-up music. A little AC/DC there for Mr. Trueblood. First pitch of the at-bat is lined up the middle. That is a base hit past the diving second baseman, and that's going to be a two-out single for Trueblood. So another nice swing of the bat for him. Unfortunately, nobody on that time, so he's on first base with two out.
And now batting for the 45s. From Susanville, California, number 9, first baseman, Jared Bertotti.
So Bertotti, the first baseman, stands in again. Two outs, runner on first, 7-5 Redding in the bottom of the eighth here. They'd like to tack on at least one more, preferably a couple more. Swing and a miss at a high fastball there. Trying to put a charge into that one. No contact, 0-1. We have seen one home run tonight, but it was by the wrong team. And that's a ground ball to third. Nice play. Stabs it and throws it to first. Really nice play to end the inning there by the Rockhounds. That's going to end it in the bottom of the eighth. No runs for the 45s. The score remains 7-5 headed to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field, top of the ninth. Andrew Arnold going for the save, up 7-5. If he can close it out here, he will get the first save and the first win of the year in the first game of the year for the Redding Colt 45s. Here, I want to remind you, you can hear all of Redding Colt 45 games here on KCNR 1460 Redding or on line streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference. And as someone who's lived in Redding a long time, and I've run those trails out there at the great facility out on the east side of town, I'm very happy to have the McConnell Foundation here in Redding doing all the good things that they do. Thanks to them for sponsoring the game tonight. That is a line drive up the middle on a 1-0 pitch and a leadoff single by number 4. That's your shortstop, Pankrat, who stretches it actually to a double with some sloppy defense there by the 45s. It allows him to get to second base. He had a home run last time. I guess we'll settle for leaving him on second base this time. Unusual to get that kind of pop out of the nine hole in the lineup, but that's why they play the games. You never know what's going to happen. Back to the top of the lineup here for the Rockhounds as they are trying to desperately cling to life here. Tying run at the plate now. Grant, the leadoff hitter and center fielder. He's been on base a few times tonight. And that ball is low. And a snap throw back to second. You don't see that very often. He was way off second base. Of course, the hitter was trying to bunt. So he had a very healthy lead and a very healthy secondary lead, but had to scamper back underneath the throw from Trueblood. So a 1-0 count. Still nobody out. As a pitcher, did that make you nervous when your catcher would do snap throws to other bases,
like, oh,
especially
shoot,
second base?
I need to duck. I actually got hit on line drive one time.
Oh, yikes. Mm-hmm. That ball's low and outside as well. He showed bunt and again pulled it back, so it's going to be a 2-0 count on the leadoff hitter here. Two balls, no strikes, no outs, top of the ninth. That ball is swung on and fouled out of play down the third base line into South City Park here. Not far from the tennis courts. Two and one now to the leadoff hitter. Grant with a man on second, and he swings and fouls another one back. Similar place, but that one's also going to get out of play. And it goes to two and two. .45s would trade 90 feet for an out. Were they to get a ground ball anywhere, especially to the right side? They will trade out for bases right now, up two in the ninth inning. But the tying run is at the plate right now on a 2-2 count. Swings and he taps it, and that is down the third base side, and the pitcher can't field it cleanly. It's going to be an infield hit. Would have been a tough play even if he came up with it cleanly, as it was very slowly hit down the third base side, essentially a swinging bunt, but unable to come with it up with it cleanly, and he beats it out with no throw. So first and third, nobody out. Tying run now at first base. And some suspense here. And Cattaray is coming out to the mound to talk it over with his reliever. Let's take a short 30-minute break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with the top of the ninth.
30 seconds.
Of Reading Colt 45's baseball.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Conference over, baseball ready to be played here. Number two hitter in the lineup is going to be batting with runners at first and third. That's Dodson, your second baseman for the Rally Rockhounds. Down 7-5, first and third, nobody out, tying run on first base. He winds and fires, and it's a bunt down the first baseline, and it's a good one. They are going to have no play whatsoever. That is a hit and a run scored. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. An absolutely perfect bunt. No play whatsoever. So it ends up being essentially a suicide squeeze, plus bunting for a hit, plus getting the guy to second base. Best case scenario for the Rockhounds there. And it's 7-6, Colt 45s here. Still nobody out, top of the ninth. They could really use a double play ball here or a strikeout. He's squaring to bunt yet again, even before he pitches. And we're going to have a bunt. It's straight up. And he cannot field it again. That ball is down the third base line. He popped it up. It had some spin on it. He came up, tried to scoop it with the glove, and it would not stick in the glove. and he booted it a little bit past the third base foul line. Everybody's safe. Bases loaded. Tying run now 90 feet away with still nobody out. They're going to call that an E1 on the pitcher.
So
the Colt 45s played great defense the vast majority of the night, having a hard time here in the ninth inning. But sometimes it's just the way the ball bounces.
It's those bunts, man.
We've had two bunts and essentially a swinging bunt that might as well have been a bunt.
Yeah.
But three infield hits here. A run scored, still nobody out. Bases loaded, top of the ninth. And the 45s desperately clinging to a one-run lead here. First pitch there is low. Gets away from the catcher, but not far enough.
We don't see any action in the bullpen either.
Nobody down in the bullpen. This is his inning.
Wake up!
Arnold getting a visit from Trueblood out at the plate, or out of the mound. And now he jogs back. Base is loaded for the cleanup hitter, third baseman Stover. Nobody out, 1-0 count. First and third corner infielders are in for the 45s to try and knock down anything hit sharply. Second and shortstop at double play depth. And that ball is a double play ball hit to shortstop. To second for one, to first. And he cannot come up with it. The ball bounces away. Another run's going to score. A tied on the fielder's choice, and the runner from second comes around to score on the missed ball at first base. It is now 8-7 Raleigh Rockhounds as they have come all the way back here in the ninth. Still only one out as we had a force at second. And then unable to get the runner at first on the scoop as the throw was low. Both the runner on third and the runner on second score. The runner on second comes all the way around.
We still see no action in the bullpen.
And no action. This is Arnold's inning. Correction, it is 7-7. That it actually tied the game. My apologies.
No outs.
Now that in first baseman number 18, Kirby Broadman.
So they've corrected the score out there. It is 8-7 as both runners scored there. Still nobody out here, or still one out here in the ninth. One out, 1-0, runner on first base. Raleigh Rockhounds up 8-7 as they have put a three spot up here in the ninth. 45's unable to turn that double play and keep it to one run. Two runners scoring on that play. And Arnold just trying to limit the damage here and get out of the inning. And Broadbent draws the walk there, so we've got runners on first and second now.
You still see nothing in the bullpen. You'd think they'd have someone warm up, right?
Evidently not. Greg Catteray and Barrett Fasking sticking with Arnold this inning. Rain or shine, we've got first and second, one out. And that brings up the right fielder. It's number 9, Campbell. First and second, one out, 1-0. That ball is inside for a ball, 2-0. Campbell takes low, ball 3-0. And some visible frustration there by Arnold, snapping his glove on the way back. So the 3-0 count here. He winds and fires, and that ball is over. Three and one.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Reminding you, this Memorial Day weekend, there are three ceremonies on Monday we would like to invite you to honor our fallen veterans. The first service on Monday is at 10 a.m. at Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street. The second starts at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Grove at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And then at Igo Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 in the evening. Please take every opportunity to honor our veterans at one of these ceremonies on Monday. And remember, freedom isn't free. Thank you.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And a little bit of technical difficulties there. We welcome you back in here. It's 3-0 with the bases loaded to the DH Facenda here. And Arnold gets a strike. It's now 3-1. 8-7 Rockhounds here in the top of the ninth. They've put up a three spot here and threatening for more. One out, 3-1 count, bases loaded to the DH here. And he swings at ball four, but that's going to get through to the left side anyway. Run's going to score from third. All the runners will stay, having moved up one base. So everybody moves up 90 feet. That's going to make it 9-7. Bases stay loaded. Still only one out here. And that'll bring up the catcher, Snyder. Got some action in the bullpen down there. It's number 22, Christian Straw, the right-hander. And it looks like Fasking is going to make the move. And he will. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's Baseball.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli at Tiger Field, KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Reading Colt 45s have given up four here in the top of the ninth. They're down 9-7. New pitcher has come in. It is Christian Straub as Greg Catteray went out and got Andrew Arnold. Bases still loaded, one out. Right-hander Straub coming in. And as we can see here, he's got quite a bit of velocity and corks one to the backstop there. Adrenaline, no doubt, running high here in game one. Christian 45's at one point led 7-1, and the Rockhounds have come all the way back with 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and 4 in the 9th to make it 9-7. 45's will have one more shot at the bottom of the 9th to either pull it even or get the walk-off win. But first, they got to get out of the top of the ninth here. Down 9-7. bases loaded, one out. And you feel for any kind, any pitcher, especially when his control deserts him, and you end up walking guys, you end up having to getting behind in counts, 2-0, 3-1 hitters counts, and guys put good swings on the ball. You expect them to be able to, almost anybody can hit a fastball when they see it enough times. But you feel for Arnold, just unable to put the ball where he wanted to put it tonight. And he is relieved by Straub here, so we'll see if Straub can get out of the inning and hold it to a two-run deficit for the 45s. He'll be facing the catcher, number 8 hitter Snyder, for the Raleigh Rockhounds. And we're just about ready to tee it up again here. 10 minutes past 10 o'clock on Friday night, the 27th, 2016. Game one of the Colt 45 season. We're going to do it 44 more times between now and the middle of August. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Just $5 a ticket. Some of the best amateur baseball you'll see. And they'll have their work cut out for them here in the bottom of the ninth, but they've got to get out of the top here first. So Straub getting ready for his first pitch here to Snyder. Winds and fires. That ball is a low strike at the knees. 0-1. He's at the belt. Come set. Kicks and fires. Swing and a little topper to the pitcher. And the pitcher could not come up with it as he could not field it cleanly. It had a lot of spin on it. We've seen about 4 of those this inning. Uncanny to see the same type of hit. They basically had about 4 infield singles that haven't gone more than 50 feet apiece.
It's so crappy, too, to play those balls.
Well, and it's tough as a pitcher. You're coming off the mound. Your momentum's going one way. He's a right-handed pitcher, so his momentum is carrying him to the left side of the rubber. The ball's tapped to the third base side. He's got to go against his momentum, come up with it cleanly, and then come up with a throw, unable to do it. Chase the runner back to third, but a run does score. It's now 10-7. First pitch there is down the pipe for a strike. 0-1. To Pankrat, who has homered and doubled. Nice game for him tonight. Hitting in the 9 hole, the shortstop for the Rockhounds. 0-1, winds and fires, swing and a miss, and a pitch down in the dirt, 0-2. Very aggressive swing there on 0-1 on a ball out of the strike zone. So Straub one pitch away from the second out of the inning. Taking his time here. Now he toes the rubber. Bases still loaded, one out. 5 runs in the inning, 0-2 count on the shortstop. And that ball is outside for a ball. 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside, ball 2. Run in. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 1 out, bases loaded. Straub at the belt. He winds and fires. That ball is hit into the hole, and that's going to be fielded by the shortstop deep, and he has absolutely no play. That's going to be another infield single. Sixth run across tonight. It is 11-7 now. Raleigh Rockhounds. As the 45s just unable to get out of this inning here. And it's not because of some thunderous rally. It's all been hitting it where they ain't. And where they ain't is 30 feet down the baseline on either side, whether it's a bunt or a swinging bunt or a ground ball or an infield single.
It's so frustrating to call those hits, too, you know?
Yeah, they look like a line drive in the box score tomorrow, but the people who have been here to witness it know better.
Oh, yeah, those are hits.
The Rockhounds putting together a big rally here in the ninth to take the lead, and it's been on these little punch and Judy hits, but they all count. That ball is chopped down the first baseline. Foul. 0-1. Facenda at third.
Snyder at second, Pankret at first. For Grant, the center fielder and leadoff hitter. 0-1 after the foul ball. Swinging a foul ball down the left field line out of play. So he's down 0-2. He shakes off the sign from his catcher. Shakes again, and he's ready to go. Winds and fires. That ball is driven deep to center field. Headed back is Williams. He's going to make the play. That's going to score a run from third. Runner from second tags and goes to third. Runner on first is going to stay. So you got runners at the corners with two outs. Another run scores. It's now 12-7. And Dodson will step in again. Runners at the corners, two outs. Joey Dodson, the second baseman, trying to extend it even further for the Rockhounds. More runs this inning than the rest of the game combined for the Rockhounds. That's a hard ground ball to first base, and he catches it in self-defense. And that ends the inning here, but a seven spot put up by the Raleigh Rockhounds. It's 12-7, headed to the bottom of the ninth. We'll be right back with Redding Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli at Tiger Field, KCNR 1460, KCNR1460.com. Redding Colt 45's down 5 into the bottom of the ninth here. Leading off is your left fielder, J.J. Porter. D.J. Porter. And that's a called strike, and the crowd didn't like it here. So make it 0-1. And that ball's a little low, 1-1. 45s will need to rally here in the bottom of the ninth. Down 5. The Rockhounds put up a 7 spot in the top of the inning. And that ball is hit one hopper to third. He throws, and Porter is out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Ferguson, your DH, who's got two RBIs already tonight, needing just to reach base here and get it started. Ferguson puts a charge into one deep to left center. That one is not going to be caught by anybody. It's going to be off the wall. That one is going to bounce around out there in the gap. They get it in. He's got a clean double there. Nice hit by Ferguson. Second base, one out. And Zach Taylor will come up. Just needing to reach base. So it'll be Taylor then back to the top of the lineup for Torioka. Then Larson and Williams should it get that far. Pierman, the pitcher of record here for the Rockhounds, trying to close it out. He would be in line for the win if he can close out the ninth here.
Come on, come from behind here.
Taylor takes ball one. At the belt now, ready with the 1-0. That ball is way too high, 2-0.
Be patient up there.
So a smart at bat here so far by Taylor. Can't get five runs back on one swing. So you're just trying to get on base. And he's up 2-0 here. Pierman at the belt, kicks and fires. And that ball gets past the catcher. That's going to send Ferguson to third and be 3-0. So you got to figure a take all the way here by Taylor. On the 3-0 count, down several runs with one out in the ninth. And ball four. Four-pitch walk to Taylor. So that puts runners at the corners with one out for Torioka, who's been on base a few times tonight. Stolen a base. Scored a run.
Torioka. One left here. Walker in.
He'd settle for a walk here as well. Don't necessarily need a hit here. Down five, just trying to keep the line moving. But the 45s have something cooking here with two on and one out. And the top of the lineup. Torioka swings and fouls that one straight back. Looked like an off-speed pitch and he's unable to square it up there. So 0-1 now. Rockhounds pitcher Pierman comes to the belt. And another foul, this one back into the parking lot towards the library. And half a dozen kids scamper after it. We've got some rally caps here at Colt 45's bottom of the ninth, last chance here. Ooh, a curveball on that one, just a bit high. Perhaps outside or both, 1-2. Ryan just trying to reach here, first and third, one out. Bottom of the ninth, one ball, two strikes. He fires, and that ball is in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher. Ferguson wisely stays at third as you don't want to get thrown out, headed for home, down five runs. The runner at first heads up to second, so Taylor now at second base, first base open. And a 2-2 count. And we're going to have a conference at the mound between the catcher, the first baseman, and the pitcher. Second, third, one out, 2-2 count. Pierman takes a walk, now scales the hill again. Torioka got a big hole on the right side, second base, shading towards second. That ball's in the dirt, gets past the catcher. Now Ferguson's coming home, and the throw is way too late. Ferguson's going to score. Taylor up to third base. It's 12-8. Still only one out, and we have a full count now. And the natives getting restless here as the 45s are threatening. One run already across. Torioka, the leadoff man, top of the lineup. Man on third, one out, full count. Pierman comes set. And he walked him. So another walk there for Pierman. We've got action down in the bullpen for the Raleigh Rockhounds. And that's going to bring up your number two hitter,
Larson, third base.
Third baseman number 17, Chase Larson.
So Chase Larson up here with runners at the corners, one out in a 12-8 ball game, trying to get to the meat of the order. If he could reach base here, the tying run would come to the plate in the person of number three hitter center fielder Ryan Williams. If it gets that far, it'll go to Andres Alburjas, your cleanup hitter and right fielder, whose reputation precedes him and has showed us flashes of power tonight. Just unable to straighten him out. But first, it's going to be Larson.
He's a local. He went to Foothill High School.
Foothill High School alumni here.
Cougars.
Calling the game and playing in the game. Maddie here, class of 14. We won't disclose how old I am. It was this century, though, I assure you. Larson takes low and outside. Runner headed to second. There will be no throw. We've had a number of balls get away from the catcher here in the ninth inning. Perhaps the walls closing in a little bit on Pierman out there. Still a four-run lead, but runners on second, third, just one out. Second place hitter, Chase Larson, your third baseman, at the plate with two ducks on the pond. Just needs to reach as the tying run is in the on-deck circle. He lines that ball into right. It's going to get down, and at least one run will score. It gets past the right fielder, and it's going to roll for a while. Both runs are going to score. Larson's going to stop at second wisely. Two runs will score. It's 12-10, and the tying run is going to come to the plate in the person of Ryan Williams. Clutch RBI single, and to second base on the error by the right fielder. And the 45s have come to life here. They will not go quietly into that good night. It's 12-10. Runner on second. Still only one out. We've had a one-out rally here.
That was a clutch hit.
Absolutely. Line drive takes it the other way. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just put a solid swing on it. Gets under the right fielder's glove as he was trying to come up and make a throw to have a play at the plate. But both runners score. And the And Larson goes to second base on the miscue.
I got to tell you, as a right fielder, those line drive hits are really tricky to play.
Well, and as
they really are.
As a lifetime infielder who spent very little time in the outfield myself, the worst balls are the ones that are hit right at you. Because it's hard to gauge the rate of descent, what kind of spin is on it. It's almost better when you have to go get it a little bit.
That just went right underneath his glove, and that's the thing that you do not want to happen. You want to just put your body completely in front of that ball.
And a valuable 90 feet for the 45s is... if that were a single, the double play ball would be in order, but that's taken away now. We've got a pitching change here. Number 20 for the Raleigh Rockhounds is going to come in here and try and get the save as Pierman unable to close it out here. He would have been the pitcher of record with the win as they took the lead after he had come in the top of the he came in and they took the lead in the top of the ninth, but unable to get through the inning here as he records just one out in the ninth. 12-10.
Some of these crowd people have their rally caps on.
I was going to say,
they
we've got a number of
inside out
yellow and white 45s hats. The faithful are still here, hoping for a walk-off win on opening night.
I feel like we've seen so many pitchers tonight, too.
It is, well, it's 12-10. You've got quite a few hits, a lot of walks, a lot of base runners. We've seen some fielding miscues that have led to additional opportunities, some extra outs out there for the offenses, and they have cashed in on them as it's been 12-10. It's been an offensive game, especially the second half of the game here. 45s raced out to a 7-1 lead, surrendered that lead over the course of the last three innings, including a 7 spot in the top of the ninth, to go down 12-7, but they have roared back here with three runs in the bottom of the ninth, still only one out. All those runs have been scored with one out. And your number three hitter, Ryan Williams, is going to be at the plate.
Big hit.
So a big at bat here for Williams. He is the tying run. That ball is high, ball one.
Larson on second takes his lead. Second baseman playing pretty close to second, giving a pretty big hole on the right side of the infield. Now he scoots back. Ooh, and a big swing and a miss by Williams. Trying to put a charge into that one, but came up empty. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on second. 12-10 Raleigh Rockhounds over your Redding Colt 45s. But 45's threatening here. 1-1. Swinging, oh, fouled straight back right on it again. You know he would love to have another swing at that one. But just got underneath it, fouled it straight back, 1-2. Takes a long look in, and catcher comes set at the belt, kicks and fires. And that's a breaking ball, low and outside, a good take there by Williams. Count back to 2-2. First base open, doesn't have to pitch to him here, but you never want to put the tying run on base with less than two outs. Oh, swing and a miss. He struck him out on the high fastball. Williams goes down on the 2-2 pitch. And the 45s are down to their last out here. Andres Alburjas, your right fielder and cleanup hitter, is the Colt 45's last hope. Here in the bottom of the ninth, he is the tying run. With Larson at second. If Alburjas were to reach, Trueblood would be the hitter. He had a two-run double in the sixth. Pitcher comes set, winds and fires. That ball is low. And these are the times where it's difficult early in the year when you may not have the scouting report on a guy, or it's a guy you may never have seen or maybe never have heard of before playing in a different league or a different part of the country. It's hard to manage a game like this when you're early in the season like this. He swings and he drives. That ball is foul down the left field line. An absolute rocket down the left field line. Would have been extra bases. But he tagged that one, but just foul by Alburjas. Pitcher going to take a little bit of a walk to calm himself down, as that one was hit square on the nose, just a little bit foul down the line. Would have been a run-scoring double and put him in scoring position himself to tie the game. But instead, it's 1-1. Alburjas looking to reach and extend the inning. That's a breaking ball. Ooh, right over the plate. A nice pitch, and it's 1-2. 45's down to their last strike here in the bottom of the ninth. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second base is Chase Larson. And Andres Alburjas. He's at the belt, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's the ball game. Colt 45s fall on opening night, 12-10 to the Raleigh Rockhounds. A furious comeback effort in the ninth falls just short as the tying run is at the plate, but unable to get it done as the 45s go to 0-1 on the season. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a short post-game show for you here. We'll take a short break for about 2 minutes, and then we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore back here at Tiger Field. Once again, your final score, Rally Rockhounds 12, Reading Colt 45s 10. They fall just short in a furious bottom of the ninth rally, but a great opening night here at Tiger Field. Colt 45s Baseball all summer long here on KCNR 1460. Our Colt 45s player of the game is Ferguson with two RBIs, a sac fly, and an RBI single. It was a complete team effort on the offensive end. The 45s had 10 runs, but the just unable to get out of that top of the ninth inning. Your pitcher of record for the Rally Rockhounds, the win goes to Ryan Pearman. Loss for the 45s goes to Andrew Arnold. And again, 12-10. The 45s up 7-1 as late as the seventh inning, but runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 7 of those runs in the 9th inning to take a 12-7 lead. Going into the bottom of the 9th, 45s able to put together a 3-run rally with one out, but then two straight strikeouts as they brought in the closer and shut him down there. So, unfortunately, here on opening night, 45s fall 12-10, but a spirited game and a lot of fun. It's been my pleasure to call it for you. Matty Novelli has been with me here as well. I'm Kyle DeFore. You can get me every Tuesday night on the NorCal Sports Hour, 6 to 7 as well. We're going to be broadcasting again tomorrow night and every night this Memorial Day weekend at 7 o'clock. You can get the schedule for all Colt 45 games from now through the middle of August on ReadingColt45s.com. So, and in that top of the ninth inning, baseball can be a weird game sometimes because we had two different bunt hits. We had a couple swinging bunts that were essentially off the end of the bat that the pitcher couldn't field cleanly. We had a couple that were hit deep in the hole at short where the guy essentially had no play. I mean, the box score on this is kind of silly because you see infield hit. It's got to be the softest, quietest 7-run rally I've ever seen, with half a dozen balls not even leaving the infield. It was truly surreal. Some of those balls absolutely had eyes, it seemed like. So, tough break for the Colt 45s, but going to come back again and do it tomorrow night. A lot of offense tonight, 22 runs between the two teams. So, a lot of fireworks here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. I want to thank you for tuning in here. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And all weekend long, we'll also have games all next weekend. You can get that entire schedule at Reading Colt 45s, as well as a lot of great promotions they're doing there as well. $5 a ticket. You'll never spend a better $5 all summer long than a Colt 45s baseball here. So, again, your final score, Rally Rockhounds 12, Reading Colt 45s 10. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15 for Matty Novelli. I'm Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Have a great evening.